What's up, music marketers, and welcome to the show. This is the Music Marketing Academy podcast, where we talk about marketing you, your brand, or your band in the fast-growing music industry. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or you're a veteran, this podcast is for you. On today's episode, we're going to talk about why I think Twitter is underrated as a marketing platform. Now, guys, you know that, hopefully most of you know that this is one of my favorite platforms. I absolutely love Twitter. I spend probably quite a few hours on Twitter, far too much that I'm willing to tell you guys on here. But I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I absolutely love it. Out of all the social media platforms that you can use, I think it's probably one of the best to get your brand known and seen out there. Now, you're probably asking, what's the main reason why I like Twitter so much? It's because the organic reach is absolutely amazing on this platform. It's better, in my opinion, it's better than any other platform. Now, let me give you an example. The last tweet I got received over 6,000 impressions and 327 engagements. Now, when I say engagements, that's somebody that's actually done something on that tweet, whether they've clicked onto it, whether they've played the video, with their likes, retweeted it, quoted it. That's 327. That's really difficult to get on any other platform. And I'll give you an example. Guys like Elon Musk and Bill Gates, even the President of the United States, use Twitter to get their message across. So it obviously works. It's not just for, you know, news. It's to obviously give announcements, new products, updates. It's absolutely phenomenal. So let me give you some Twitter stats, just in case you're a little bit unsure of what I'm saying here today. There are over 330 million monthly active users and 145 million daily active users on Twitter. That's phenomenal. And 63% of all Twitter users worldwide are between 35 and 65. So it's perfect for a lot of artists. The ratio of female to male is about roughly 1 to 2. So 34% female and 66% male. So there's more males using Twitter than females. The average session on Twitter is 3 minutes and 39 seconds. So that's why I always tell you guys to use your account as a landing page. As soon as somebody lands on there, you want to show them your best. You want to show them exactly what you've got and show them the music that you're doing. They're only on Twitter for 3 minutes, so you've really got to make an impression real quick. 500 million tweets are sent out each day, and 40% of Twitter users carried out a purchase after seeing a product on Twitter. So it's not just a case of publicizing your music, people actually purchase from that platform as well. Now, granted, it's not the sexiest social media network, it's not. And to be fair, most people don't get it. If they're not on Twitter regularly, they just don't, you know, they'll go on there, they just don't understand what the main attraction is. It's not until you use the platform on a daily basis, you start having conversations with your peers, you start looking for collaborations, you start talking to your fans. It's not until you start using it every single day that you realize that this platform is absolutely amazing. Now, obviously, this podcast isn't going to be all about Twitter. It's going to be on several different aspects. But I thought for my first episode, I will talk about a platform that I absolutely love, and I love this platform. Now, on the face of it, it just looks like a lot of people chatting, but you can get so much exposure if you've got a new track out. Fridays are generally the best day to put your tracks out, and even though Instagram is very popular, I bet you won't get as much reach and exposure for your new track, EP, or album than posting it on Twitter. It's absolutely phenomenal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly go over what I believe are the top 5 uses for musicians on Twitter. So the first one is you can basically get your brand out there. People literally just get to know who you are. And better still, if you can get on camera, record yourself on camera or go live, that's even better. You'll get even more exposure. The second one is you can showcase your music and you can showcase your latest tracks. All right. Obviously, you've got things like TikTok, you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook, but you won't be able to get as much exposure that you can on Twitter. It's phenomenal. The third one is it's a fantastic place to find collaborations among your peers. Now, a lot of guys don't do this at the moment, but what you can do is if you follow somebody and they follow you, you can send them a private message. Now, earlier on in the week, I did a quick video just explaining to people how to get collaborations on Twitter. And what I recommended was you don't jump in with 2 feet straight away. You try to build a relationship first. So you follow them for a month or 2 months, commenting on their posts, interacting with them, jumping into their conversations. And that way you start to build a relationship with them. Now, the best thing is if you can do this every single day, there's no reason why they shouldn't get to know you. It's a lot easier to send a message and ask them if they want to do a collaboration. Now, obviously, you guys can work out all the logistics of doing a collaboration, recording from different cities, different countries, etc. But there's no better way, in my opinion, to get collaborations. The fourth one is a fantastic place to collect new fans. If you think about it this way, your music gets limited exposure at the moment, but what it could receive is a lot of exposure if you tweet regularly. And when I say tweet regularly, at least 12 times a day, you put out content. So that's either funny content or educational content or just content about you. You will build up your fan base a lot quicker the more times you tweet on that platform. And lastly, it's a way of building your tribe. Now, what do I mean by building your tribe? These are loyal fans that follow you and react and engage on everything you do. So one of the main reasons why I recommend you use Twitter is not just to publicize your music, it's also to collect email addresses. So in your bio, you can put a link in your bio that takes people to a landing page or website. And from there, you'll collect emails and then you can engage and interact with them further. That's really important. And lastly, I've got a bonus one for you. You are able to connect with influential people. What do I mean by that? It means you got access to music executives, artists, producers, writers, radio stations. There are so many people using Twitter, it's unreal. And what you can also do is launch ads. So if you're going to put out a new track, you can launch an ad maybe 2 weeks before with a little snippet of the video and then just do a countdown of the last 7 days until your release. Now, a lot of people don't think that Twitter ads are that good, but I'm telling you now, you can get a hell of a lot of exposure if you do this properly. So guys, this is the first episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. That's all I got for you today. Hope you got some great value from this. If you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and subscribe to my private Facebook group, The Music Marketing Academy. We've got a great bunch of people there. Also, if you can do me a solid and refer a friend, I don't charge anything for this. If you know anyone who would be interested, spread the love. Until then, I will see you in the next episode. Cheers, guys.